You're listening to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's an amazing clip from our show in the category of money and business.
So yeah. I'd love to talk, Adam, more about your story. I mean, how did you really get through, or how did you build your multi-million dollar business? It sounds like you've done this a couple of times, coming to the U.S. with only $194.
You know, I'll tell you the beginnings of it. And the other day I was doing a presentation for a group of coaches, actually, and I was showing them a couple of things online, and I showed them an ad, and I said, look, I've got this Facebook ad. And there's nothing magical about this ad. It's a basic ad. It drives people to a webinar. And I said, look at this. It's got 3,500 some shirts, not likes, but actual shirts. Somebody clicked on it and say, hey, and send it to their friends and say, hey, folks, you got to look at it, right? Or they send it on, they share it on the profile and say, hey, people, you've got to look at this. 3,500 plus shirts for a Facebook ad that does nothing but drives people to a commercial for me. How is that possible? How is it? What kind of magical skills I have? I said, and I asked the audience, like, how do you get 3,500 shares on a Facebook ad? Well, it's got to be really good. It's got to be this. It's got to be all of that, correct, somewhat. But the real secret is you run it for 3 years. That's the real secret. You run it for 3 years over and over and over and over and over again. So, you know, I'm sort of giving the secret to my success because I may not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I will outgrind and outlast everybody else. When I get into something, you know, I had a consultation with a client today, and she was asking about specific things she wants to accomplish. She's focusing on a specific program she wants to sell. And as we ended the conversation, she said, well, you know, I'll be focusing on this for the next. And she paused and then she finished. Well, until I fill this program. And I said, ding, 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 ding. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. Now I know you're going to fill the program. Because the mistake people make is they go after something they truly want. And they say, well, I'm going to give it 90 days and see what happens. When people do this, I immediately say, you know what? Don't even bother. Just don't bother. Well, why? Because I can tell you exactly what will happen in 90 days. Nothing. You either serious about something to give it your all. You got to be all in. There is no plan B. Or don't even bother. Because if you kind of have an exit hatch somewhere, sooner or later, stuff is going to get real. You know, the stuff is going to hit the fan. It's going to get tough and you're going to get scared and you're going to bow out and go, okay, plan B looks a lot easier. So unless you all in, don't bother. You know, I came to the United States at $194. And in my story, very recent prior to that arrival, I had a personal story of failed immigration. I left Poland. I thought I was leaving forever. And the next morning I was back. I got scared. I hopped back on a train and I traveled back to Poland and hello, mom, I'm back home, right? So when I came to the United States, I had $194. I didn't speak English. I could say, excuse me, sir, how do you do? I had hotel paid for 10 days. And the ticket that I arrived to United States on was an open ticket for 6 months, which meant, you know, for 6 months, I could go back to the airport, present that ticket, and I would get a flight, could book a flight back. And my first night in the hotel, I can't tell you how many hours I sat on the edge bed and on the edge of the bed and stared at this ticket. What I can tell you that it ended up in me ripping up the ticket into shreds. I mean, I ripped that thing into such small pieces that it was unrecognizable. And for me, what it simply meant is there is no plan B. It's like, I'm here to stay. I don't know how, but what I do know is that I've got to make it work and that failure is not an option. And the reason I had to rip up this ticket, because I knew that within a day, within the two days, it's going to get so scary and so dicey, and I'm going to be so isolated and so confused that if that's what it took, I would have walked to JFK, you know, from Brooklyn or from Mountain. I would have walked to JFK and I would have booked the flight and you know, go back to mama because I would have been scared. and that's just the truth. So you've got to close that hatch. You've got to say, look, failure is not an option. And I got a job as a baker initially. It took a while. You know, I went hungry for a few weeks, you know, very hungry. and got a job eventually. And that job allowed me to start going and take some English lessons. And I started going to school and learning how to type, which, you know, and you think early 1990s, I don't know what possessed me this, but somehow I had an inkling that maybe this thing about keyboards and computers, maybe there would be something to it. So maybe I should learn how to actually use a keyboard.
Sure.
So, you know, back then I was just typing on a typewriter, and that allowed me to go get another job. So I eventually had three jobs. I was going to school, and, you know, I think that I always had this thing that I never worked for anybody a day in my life. I always worked for myself. So I was always looking at how can I be of more value? Whatever job I have, it wasn't like, what's the minimum I get to do? What's my job description? It was like, okay, here's my territory. Okay, what's adjacent to my territory? What else can I grab? What else do I do? What else can I learn? How else can I provide value? You know, and that led me to eventually move to West Coast. That's a whole different story too. But and again, started as a baker, one company, another company, another company. Learned some skills. And eventually I found a job that was looking for a person to help them open a bakery/restaurant. Now, I had no idea how to do this, but I still threw my name in the hat. And when it came time to interview for that position, you know, Nicholas, I spent 3 or 4 days preparing with my wife. You know, I was going back and forth, and I said, ask me, and what can they ask me possibly? What would they want to know about me, from me? Like, what questions would they have? And from what I was told later on, it is that I outperformed 45 other candidates for this job, and they didn't even bother calling anybody else after my interview. They were like, this is our guy, simply because I came prepared, you know. And that was kind of my entry into the coffee shop/bagel shops business. Eventually, I did the same thing again for a larger company. I came so prepared that when they saw me, they didn't want to talk to anybody else. And in that company, I bought into the company a year into it. Then I bought another part of the company. Then I bought another part of the company. And eventually, I just bought out my partners, owned it flat out, and ended up selling the business. And that kind of took me to a consulting job. Anyway, very long-winded story. Again, hopefully, there was some value for listeners. I think the biggest thing is, look, realize that failure is not an option. If you want something, get clear what it is that you want and go after it with a vengeance. Number two, you know, opportunity or lack is when opportunity meets preparation, or preparation meets opportunity. And number three, it's just you can't stop. You just got to be persistent. You keep going. You got to be stubborn and just keep going after what you want.
Well, I like that. My brain is not so much like a computer, so I like your long-winded answer. I think it's a perfect answer. And actually, I hear a lot of value. What I hear is work your ass off. That's really what I hear. Because if you do that enough, you'll figure it out. And I think, and you're definitely not a get rich quick guy, right? That's what
definitely
I also hear.
Not.
Yeah, because neither am I, because I have made a lot of money a couple times. I also lost it once, and it can be tough. Sometimes when it's tough, or when I do something stupid, or when I put things off, or all the real things, because if you take a course, they won't tell you about the real things. First of all, everybody does weird things. People do human things. It's not so simple as just do 10 steps in a row. Sometimes men, if they're very logical, can do that. But usually people are doing all kinds of random things. They don't finish. They, you know, all of us have our own little wars to win and things to get through ourselves. That's part of the fun. And then you have the business things, like, is, you know, we had a hurricane. Is your office going to come, you know, is it going to blow up? I mean, or are the employees going to do what they say? Or is the job going to get done? Can you get the website designed? Can you outsource and actually find people that can actually do the work? Can you get it done at the right price? Can you get it done on time? There's so many things when you're actually doing something. But what I hear is actually get started. You made failure not an option, because you tore that ticket up. You basically said, I am going to stay in the U.S. I'm going to succeed. And then as you went, you found things quickly. You adapted quickly is what I feel that maybe is what happened. And then you built upon your success as you kept going along. Is that right?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Well, that's
beautiful.
There's
definitely more to it. But, you know, I think you captured this nicely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wanted to share something because I'm definitely not a get rich guy, not get rich quickly kind of guy. But, you know, I'm thinking of a presentation I just did a couple of days ago. And, you know, I actually specifically ask for people that bring me on stage to say things like, hey, this guy is all about the money and he wants it. He wants a lot of it and he wants it fast. I love making a lot of money and I love helping people make money fast. So give you an example. There's a guy named Marshall that just came into one of our programs. And Marshall is kind of a serial entrepreneur, dabbles a little bit in this, a little bit in that. And he says, look, I'm thinking about this coaching consulting thing. Can you help me get started? Sure. You know, 2 weeks into this game, he's brought in, about $32,000. This is, you know, the guy who 3 weeks ago did not have a coaching business. He's just brought in $32,000 cash collected, money in the bank. So you can make money fast, but there is a difference between making money and building a business, right? However, one of the things I teach my clients always is, look, make money first, build business second. What that means is, again, remember one of the first things I started with, money is a universe's way of rewarding you for your gifts in service to others, right? So if you can't make money, that simply means you're not providing value to anyone. So if you're talking to people and say, hey, I'm thinking of doing so-and-so, such and such thing, would you pay me money? And they kind of go, no, then you didn't stumble upon something that's of value. So you've got to talk to people, make offers. And when it's something valuable, they will give you money. Once you get that going, then you start thinking, okay, how do I actually create some structure about this? How can I make this easier? This is where things like starting a Facebook group, this is where things like having a website, having opt-in pages, having automation, emails, funnels. But that's building a business. That comes second. What most people do, they end up building a business and they take a few months. For some people, and I know you've talked to people like this, you've seen it in action, Nicholas. You probably talk to people like this every day. They take a couple of years to build a business and you ask, where's the money? And they go, well, I haven't started selling anything yet. Or I don't have customers. I'm like, what are you doing? You know, how are you funding? How do you even know you're on the right track if there is no money flowing? You're just wasting your time. So make money first is really kind of one of my first mottos. Make money first, build business second. It doesn't mean you're going to get rich quick, but it means you get instant feedback. Look, there's only one ultimate marketing genius out there. And that ultimate marketing genius consultant is your audience. And if your audience, and then your audience votes with the money. And if they don't give you the money, then it simply means your offer sucks. Go create something different.
Well, yeah, I think that's definitely one thing it can mean. It can mean your ads suck. It can mean your offer sucks, or people aren't hungry in that market, or there's somebody offering at a lower price. There's so much that I agree with there. I would say I agree with you regarding that you can make money quickly. I turned $1,000 into almost $1 million in profit in like under 2 years. But the backstory is, which I don't think they tell you a lot of times, and which you are telling us your backstory, to learn all the skills I needed to be able to do that, I did spend years screwing around I might have, I could have sold things quicker, or it did take 2 years. So I would say it could seem like sometimes people are wasting time. If your goal is to make a lot of money and you end up actually, you know, having success, there might be some lean years and you might do some dumb things, as long as you apply it, hopefully. And as Adam is saying, the quicker, the better. Obviously, it would make things more comfortable. You could hire people quicker. You could build your business quicker. But if you are one of those people, I think just in my case, I've definitely done that myself, where I haven't even knowing what I quote unquote should do. I've even put things off and done different things. And the last thing I'll say, I think for me, I love what you said about service to others. For me, service to others is the most important thing. It's very interesting in our society that we're capitalists, but yeah, adding value can create, it is sort of serving others. But I will say, for me, money is the Rothschild's way of rewarding people for service to others currently. If there were free energy, at which we're hopefully going to, we're hiring people in Venezuela now to work on, and Nikola Tesla was working on it, actually we wouldn't need money at all except to barter. because, and you know, that's a whole other topic. We've talked about that on other shows, but that's, you know, that's not just my opinion, but right now here we are. I have to pay for things every month. And if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to try to make money, I'm going to go to Adam's website, themarketingmentors.com. And I'm going to actually, you know, I'll pull that on screen right now. Themarketingmentors.com. Adam, tell people if you'd like what people can download here at themarketingmentors.com. We have it on screen right now.
Yeah. So what you most likely see right now may not be there in the very near future. So right now I'm giving people access to actual my business blueprint. It's more or less the same thing that I followed for the nearly a decade in my business. It's working beautifully. A lot more people are following similar blueprints today than they were when I just got started. And it's essentially a breakdown of what it takes to start, whether you're doing consulting, coaching, any type of expertise, know-how, service-based business. How do you actually accelerate that business? And, you know, how do you get it started? How do you accelerate? How do you get clients? How do you promote yourself in a very elegant way? And there's a little bit more to that kit that you can get on the back end. But, you know, another place I'll plug in, if you really want to hang out with us, I do have a Facebook group. It's actually called fastestpathtocash.club. Wow. fastestpathtocash.club.
Okay.
And it is specifically for people that sell services. And we ask you three questions before we let you in. We're very specific who we want to hang out with. But I do a ton of free education. You know, in fact, if just like as of, you know, the time of us having this conversation, I think of the last three or four video tutorials that I put in there, and they were on topics like how to make this month your $25,000 a month. How do you take your service business and turn it into a seven-figure practice? How to fill your pipeline with hot leads? How do you create irresistible offers that people trip over themselves to buy from you? And, you know, I go in there for half an hour, 45 minutes, and just kind of break down, here's what I do in my business. And in what I do today, again, I'm kind of fortunate to be at the stage. My goal is to, over the next 15 months, between now and the end of 2018, I want to give away for free about 90% of my intellectual property. Everything that I've learned, that I've developed, courses I've created, I now give away about a course a month. Stuff that I used to sell for $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000, I now give away for free. Because, and here's a kicker. So something I did not mention at the very beginning, but here's a big problem that I see in today's society. Information is abundant, but information in isolation doesn't take you anywhere. In fact, information is supplemental. Implementation is fundamental. You know, people are swimming in the sea of ideas and opportunities. What's missing is execution. They don't do what needs to be done. It almost is frustrating to see people who will spend a lifetime looking for shortcuts where they could spend a few minutes just doing something that needs to be done to move themselves forward. You know, don't look for a shortcut. Usually it's a fool's gold. Do what needs to be done. Just do the work and fall in love with doing the work. And man, you're going to be a happier person. You're going to provide more value and, you know, you will live a much richer life.
Adam, I love what you said. In fact, we went to your website. I think people should definitely check out your Facebook group. What was the name of that Facebook group again?
fastestpathtocash.club.
fastestpathtocash.club. That's a great URL.